In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We have prepared a small presentation today to address a topic we have talked about, which is management of the evangelistic service. Actually, today we're going to address one section of this management aspect, which is the practical part of the whole service. As an introduction, we have talked about the various aspects of the management system in any work or in any business or in any organization, and it's mainly covering four criteria or four departments. It's the marketing, the operation, the human resources, and the financial resources. These are the four main aspects of management. Since the operation aspect of the evangelistic activity, it is the practical part of it, and it's the executable aspect of the whole activity, and its structure and setup depends mainly on the procedures and the data and the assistance of all other three departments. So that's why we're going to focus in this presentation mainly on the operation establishment. We're going to talk about the operation out of all other four points. The operation management system, what is the goal or what's the objective of the operation management strategy? It is to establish the best structure to guide the missionary in making use of the various resources, human or financial or others, to pursue a stated mission. So the strategy of the operation is mainly to have a structure to allow the missionary group to work using whatever resources they have. And we know that we need different human types and different resources, as St. Paul has put it, from whom the whole body joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share. This causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So we have to have different pieces and different joints. Each has its specific role. To establish an operation structure, we have to have a structure. Any operation needs to have to design a structure for it. Any structure has different roles to be undertaken. These roles are carried by servants. Every servant is given a unique talent by God Tawan that fits in a specific role to achieve the set objective. So we need a structure. Structure has roles. Roles need people, and the people each has a certain gift and a certain qualification to achieve its goals. Well, this also was as St. Paul has put it, that Jesus himself has given some gave us some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Jesus. So also each and every single servant has been given a specific talent and a specific gift by the Lord himself to do his work. In the operation structure, we have planning departments or planning people, and we have the execution people. Now the planning comes from top to bottom. We start with the central, the headquarters, which is the mother church or the main place. The headquarters has the central management in it, which is the top people responsible for setting the vision and the mission of the all the missionaries or the evangelist activity. We have the support services department, and these are different categories of people in different fields of the management to give the data, the information, the policies, the services to the members of the team who will be executing these goals and these objectives. These service departments will set strategies, policies, processes, services, and even the operation manual that should be the ultimate material to be in the hand of the servant when he travels or when he goes to his location. Then we have the missionary station itself, which is in different locations and different countries, and these this station is supposed to have a station manager with in charge of the implementation of the objectives and the mission and the vision of the central, the headquarters, which is the mother church in our case, together with people he will assign or other servants who will help him, either locally or from other locations. First, the headquarters represent the central management represented in the headquarters will have the general mission vision, sorry, of the whole service that they put generally to give their own, which we have maybe said about it before, but it has to be specified in this stage. It's to enlighten people in various continents who have no clue about their existing life purpose or afterlife destination with the good news about the incarnation of God, the salvation of Jesus Christ, and the awaiting kingdom of heaven, which is the evangelistic view, service view of the whole thing. Later, this vision will be broken down into certain missions that are carried, that the assistants or the assisting departments will put the procedures for the station managers to execute. The mission is different from a new location to an existing location. If we have, in the case of a new location, our mission will be to establish a missionary station, preparing local servants to be the ongoing engine to provide necessary social services and ultimately carry out the future evangelistic activity. So it first starts with a social activity with a future objective of the evangelistic activity. In the case of an already established services or places where we already have churches and priests and set up there, we have to the form of our mission there will be supporting and giving assistance to these existing missionaries in their services, both spiritual and social. So this, in this case, it's temporary groups or permanent groups that go and come, but for specific tasks that are already set for them and asked for by the locations there. The management system or the management group, they should have a strategic operation objectives. According to this objectives, they will specify the criteria or the definition of the mission. In order to design the adequate structure, the operation objectives has to be set and they have to be prioritized by the support service. All the planning and the preparation will be done by the support service departments. Upon these criteria are, if we are interested about quality, speed, dependability, flexibility, and cost. For the case of the quality, in a missionary service activity, our quality would be, we don't have a product to be evaluated, but we have criteria of our existence, which is consistency. We have to have a consistency in our message and our image. Wherever we go, we have to have a specific message that it does not change, and our image to the locals of this country it has to be constant. The second criteria, which is speed, it's not of prime importance in this work all the time. Maybe sometimes if they need a certain delivery that has to be done in a specific time for a certain retreat time or convention or whatever, but speed per se is not of ultimate importance in such a service. Dependability is very important, which the trust the people will put in us in our ability to deliver on time what we have promised. If we propose ourselves to be caring for them, we'll give them services or social assistance, then we cannot, at a time when somebody needs, we disappear or we will not give the service requested. So, and on time, we have to be consistent and we have to be prompt. Flexibility also is a very important category in preparing our policies, because we have at a stage to amend things in a station or in a local place or in a country, because these countries, they may have change in their political system, economic system, legal things, social, anything. So we have to adapt quickly to the changes in order to change our type of activity or range of activities. if we are allowed something we were not allowed before, then we would like to make use of it and amend our objectives to make use of this. The last thing is the cost. Cost here is not yani of prime element. It's not a cost profit organization, but cost in the mean of that we have to pre-plan our needs and what it's going to cost in order to eliminate any unnecessary cost, to avoid, because we need to have to go within a budget at the end of the day. The group of the support service, they will have very definite roles after studying all these objectives and categorizing them and studying the importance of them. These four or five departments, the marketing, the finance, the HR and the administrative, will help based on the vision and the mission already set, based on the policies and operation objectives, the five objectives we have already talked about, they will have two missions. First thing is to design, every department will design its section in preparing a comprehensive evangelism service manual. First, the most important material for the service is for each servant who is traveling or is addressing a new location to have a standard service manual in his hands that would guide him and help him do his job. The second thing is that they will have a continuous communication with all the station, with all the sites, providing them with services, consultations, receiving their progress reports, responding to their feedbacks if they have problems, if they need support, if they need approvals. So there will be an open communication channel with all the stations. A very brief description or definition about the evangelism service manual. It includes the main strategies and the policies and the procedures that the top management or the top central manager has agreed upon to guide the servant while setting up his missionary station. The manual will include sections from each department, yani data about each field of those fields. For example, these are examples. For example, in the marketing field, we will need to have the survey forms, the guidance for the segmentation, how can the servant choose the segment he's going to address there, how to introduce ourselves in the new location, are we going to go as public servants, social servants, religious preachers, what will be the form of our introduction, samples of the marketing material that could be used, will he use leaflets, how would he promote and talk to people at the beginning. The HR people will have to design for the in the manual some personal job description. If he's going to go, the servant going there and he's going to choose servants from the locals, on what criteria will he choose them, how will he will interview them, what will he be looking for, what are the prerequisite skills for the servants to travel, job description even of his job and the jobs that he will hire. So he has to have some guidelines to help him to do so. The third thing is the financial aspect section, which is the budgeting guide, accounting form, expense claim forms that the servant will be using on weekly and monthly basis. In the process and administration or the administration section, he will have some checklists to help him how to set the site, who to communicate with, the contact list of the people he will need to for any service or any assistance, supplies and purchases, requisition, who he will address if he needs something to be sent to him, bought and sent to him, operation report forms, how will he prepare his forms to send them back to the headquarters. With such a manual, in all different fields, he will have some database that will help him to set his plan and to start his job. The marketing department, actually, it is the pre-operation department. Yani one of its roles is to prepare data as a pre-operational stage. So, it based on the marketing guidelines they will receive, the marketing survey forms and questionnaires that's there in the service manual, then the servant will have to make some exploration field trips to the site to get acquainted and to gather data and to conduct an assessment of the site. Then he will get a lot of information, but the two main information points that we're looking for there to start the implementation stage would be the initial target segment. First of all, he has to decide on which segment is he going to start his missionary work? Children, adults, women, men, senior people, health, sick people, whatever, according to this society, what are the most needy or the most explicit service that he will start with? This will be the door for him to start. The second is the form of the operation. How will he position himself inside this new location? Just a public service, social service, religious person, whatever. This is also, all these, he will decide on these two criteria depending on all the marketing research and data gathered before. At this stage, and based on all the above collected data, the headquarters, together with the appointed station manager, would be able to position to be ready to set up the location missionary objective. Accordingly, they will say this station manager will have the following job to do, or this servant will have this kind of service to do in this country. Example of a common case of a missionary objective is to start by setting up local staff, getting people, interviewing them, giving them training and assigning them to do a local, to be local servants. A second thing is to set up development plan with the social service appropriate for the chosen segment. To say, for example, if I'm going to choose children, then what am I going to set up for them? Is it a school, nursery, orphanage house, if they are orphanages, abused children, then I need to have a boarding school to teach them to... So what is the development plan, and what is the appropriate service related to this development plan? Then, with the ultimate goal in mind, in hand, it is to set the spiritual plan to be gradually introduced, because in most of locations we cannot introduce the spiritual plan from stage one. There is a small example of a local servant preparation process, which is, we have the inputs, the local servants, the material we have, our servants from the headquarters, the facilities, the training programs and everything, and then we give them assignments and training sessions, and this transforms them to be trained local servants to a defined job to help the station manager. As for the spiritual plan, which is always be the ultimate goal and objective of the whole service. However, when you come into a new country, as I said, there's always barriers that may prevent us from directly addressing strangers or people who does not know us to go into directly and speak about God or Jesus. This will not work, most of the time, unless they have, it is already said before, in a setup missionary stations, this will not work. So the alternative to that, or a proposed option to that, is social service. We go in with a social service proposal as a door to enter that. This kind of service give us two advantages in this new culture. First, to build a relationship with the new people and with this new society. To build trust with them and even love. Sometimes when they see people who serve them with no purpose and they don't have any use coming out of it, they would care too much for these people. Number two, when we live with them, we learn about their culture, their way of life, their problems, their needs. So when we start to introduce God, we know from which angle we're going to talk. We have just prepared some preaching stages. When we decide to start our spiritual phase, we are addressing now people who are pre-relationship stage. They have no relationship with God. Either they are non-believers, maybe they are atheists, maybe they are Christians, but just by name. They have no relationship to God or to a church, or just by name in their ID they are Christians. So this is the first stage in all the people who has no, which is a pre-relationship stage with God. The people here, they start first to experience a difference through the servant. The servant is what makes the difference, that make them think about why are those people doing so. They give love, they give care, they have a selfless attitude, and this they raise the question of why are those people so good. This is not the standard. They don't know there is a God or there is a mission behind their mind, but this is a weird or not a standard attitude for them. And I think St. Paul has put something like this, you know, any missionary in a place, we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. When we do so, then they care about us, they become more friendly with us, not knowing the reason behind it. Then we come to the introduction stage. At this stage, the servants become more intimate with the life of the served segment. They may be able to address their problems, needs, but from a spiritual angle, just introducing comforting ideas, just introducing that there is a God who loves you, who can give you fulfillment, who can help you, without going into deep or formal preaching stages, but they are at a stage to accept your solutions or to accept your ideas because they already love you and they know that you care about them with no purpose. So at this stage it's a moral level, it's not a spiritual, but they will care about you or hear to listen to your words because of the image you have presented to them. Also, St. Paul has said to that, we comforted, we charged everyone as a father does. So we're from the stage of a mother who just gives love to a father who looks after his kids, he can solve their problems, he can maintain them. We come later, it's a ladder, we go up step by step, we go to the acquaintance stage. At this stage, we can address direct issues about faith, about God's presence in our lives, what does he expect from us, as well as his promises. If we introduce these ideas at this stage, it is acceptable too, because they already feel warmth and love to us, they already believe and are sure that we care about them like their own parents. And now if we give more formal information about God, they will accept it. And this is the starting of the spiritual level, and it is done in informal messages, maybe side talks with every person alone. And this was like we have seen an example of that in St. Paul's preaching speech in Acts 17, where he escalated with a ladder from the people talking from being non-believers to the last level of asking them directly for repentance and belief and faith. The last stage is the relationship stage, which is at this stage the people begin to develop a perception with a new awareness about God. Even if they have heard about God or they believe there is a God that they have no relationship with, now they are aware, they have a new awareness, a new understanding, a new perception about God as something there, as something they could talk to and have a relationship with. And this will start a true relationship between them. And this will not happen unless they change their thinking, their brain, their mind about who was God, just a theory, now he is a practical existence. And this also St. Paul has just confirmed it in his message, in his verses, by saying, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So unless you renew the mind and you think from a different angle, with a different perception, you will not be able to accept God or to accept his wish and will in your life. After we have addressed, these are the three, four main activities that in a very simple steps that the station manager will be implementing or will be addressing in his work. As any operation, it needs evaluation, which is re-evaluating, re-analyzing, monitoring what happened, monitoring the results, evaluating the different courses of action, and based on the performance achieved and the changes that happened during this period, because some are performance achievements and some are changes that is not is external or is unpredictable, then a new objectives or an amended objectives would be done according to this new data. Then accordingly we establish new programs and procedures of selected we have alternatives based on the new data. Graph or this chart is a summary of all the positions and of all the work of the evangelistic service structure. starting by the central management, as we discussed, and the support services departments, both are in the headquarters. These two departments, they are the one that will help to give the vision, the mission, the objectives, the procedures, the manual to the servants. They are HR, administration, marketing, finance. They will also be handling the group of the external support servants. We have a group of servants who they travel on missionary basis to locations when they are needed to support or assist or be a part of a conference or a retreat period. Or so they move from one location to the other. They will, their management and their movement will be handled also by the support services team. We have directly reporting to the support services team and the central management, we have the new missionary station, the manager there and his local staff. This is, and it's actually, it's a two-way communication. He will always be needing things from them, reporting things from to them, and vice versa. And we have the existing stations, which we will be helping through the external support team that is always ready to go to any location that needs a certain specified service. Actually, I have put this graph in one page to be seen, all the available roles, because questions has come up from many people attending the course. What will we do after we finish? Do we have to travel to preach? What is preaching? Are we going to travel to go to streets talking to people, telling them Jesus Christ and salvation and the kingdom of heaven? And but actually, from this we see all the activities that will be in the evangelistic service available. People could be in the headquarters places, people could be in the locations, even the administration team. There are many positions and many jobs and many services needed under the administration. We need communication coordinators, logistics people, resources database for to give any information needed to any of the locations, manuals, programs for preparing servants, programs for classes or any services that's going to be given or any courses to be given. So it's a wide field of different ranges of different services that requires different qualifications and talents, each according to his preferences and his qualifications. As we said, like St. Paul said, each person is a joint in the body of Jesus Christ, and he can find for himself one thing to do to help in this service. So these, actually by the end of this course, we will be handing out a questionnaire to ask every person about what he would like to do, available things. We have done this in part one of the course too, but I think we have a time now, from now till the end of the course, for every person to think, who is interested, to think of, well, how can I contribute, or what would my field of interest be, to be of service, to use my maybe education, my talent, my preferences, my passion, whatever. This is the technical part, but without putting our confidence and our reliance in the Lord himself and in our spiritual, personal, each servant to his own spiritual life, all this is just business talk. We have to remember one thing. I have a quote from St. Paul. I would like to read it with you, and then we'll say what it's about. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So the gifts are from God. It's not any talent, any gift. Okay, it's from him. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation. But the main thing is, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. What I have to say about this, the points, is that each one of us has a gift, and this gift we have no hands in, it's given from God. Some people, they know how to talk. Some people, they know how to research. Some people, they know how to keep books and keep figures and make accounting ledgers and whatever. But it is up to me to use, to see one the gift. It's a, the person first has to explore what gift did God give him. And then when he see his gift, he will use it to the purpose in which God intended him to use. Yet Paul in this message is not just asking for that. He's not asking, know your gift and use it, because it doesn't work this way, and your work will be wardu, business oriented and very non-spiritual. But he's asking you for the quality of this service, the quality of your work, the passion for this work, the abundance while doing your work. It is not just the gift that we will use it to achieve the service, but it is the fruit. And the fruit, I think even Abuna has highlighted this last time, that God gives the gift, but it's not the gift that he accounts for, because it's given by him. It's the fruits. And the fruits is our work and our spiritual life and our closeness to the Lord. And with this fruit, we will use the fruits to do our service, and then our service will be, at this stage, will be as required. Because as St. Paul said, it's not just giving. It's not, I'm a service, I'm giving. It's giving with passion. It's giving with abundance. It's not just leading. It's leading with attentiveness. It's leading with professionalism. It's leading with your heart. And even showing mercy. It's not just anything. It's with cheerfulness, happiness, and support to people. You cannot achieve this by the gifts only. But passion is in our spiritual life, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and it will show in our service. So, to sum it up, we need to say that we have to remember that the requested passion in our service is a result of both the gifts and the fruits. And then we will be able to achieve what our Lord said, and he said, it will not be easy, but it's worth the effort. Thank you.